so ill. Welcome to the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine podcast, addressing how our environment is affecting our health here in Southern Illinois. By speaking with leaders and experts, we hope to learn more about how we can impact our environment locally and improve our health. In this edition of So Ill, we hear from Tisha Kosko about the impact of solar energy on our community and health.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the So Ill podcast. My name is Alana Goodson. I'm a second year medical student, and today we have Tisha Kosko from Straight Up Solar with us today. Do you want to just give yourself an introduction?
Yeah, hi, everybody. I am Tisha Kosko, and I've been working for Straight Up Solar for the past couple of years. I started off as a project manager, meaning I would take projects that were sold in either residential or commercial and just move them through the pipeline and make sure that they got built. Last year, I decided to jump into the developer position, AKA sales, and it gives me the ability to be out in the community and really work face-to-face with people.
So in general, what does Straight Up Solar do?
Oh, that's a good question. So Straight Up Solar started in 2006. Our president and owner is an orthopedic surgeon who wanted solar on his own home and business, and at the time couldn't find anybody that he really felt comfortable with. So he went ahead and started the business himself. So we started out as just a small residential solar company for people's homes, building, you know, maybe 30 systems a year. And over the years, we have morphed into a fully concierge service, custom built solar. So we take care of residential, we take care of commercial, we do Illinois Solar for All projects, which is going to be for low income and nonprofits. We have a service team now, and we are at about 130 people. And we're going to handle every need from small to large. The only thing that we don't handle at this time are those large, super, super large solar fields, like the utility scale. But anything up to that level, we have our hands in it at this point.
Wow, what a very broad base.
It is. Starting out small, and now, you know, we've grown with it. It's a pretty fantastic company to work for.
Okay, amazing. So I know the question we're thinking is, how does solar energy impact human health? Are there any health risks or benefits from solar energy?
So as far as personal health benefits or any cons for that, solar is an incredibly safe form of technology. You're not going to have any ill health from handling any of the inverters or the panels, except for if you were to get into it on the electrical side. And then obviously there's, you know, the threat of electrocution. But as far as just general health, no, there's really not. There's really more benefits to people's health because what it is, it's doing, it's cutting down on carbon emissions. It is reducing pollutants. So we're going to see a decrease in emergency, you know, room visits for asthma. You know, better heart health. Just it's generally going to be a cleaner environment for people.
That I love to hear it. So something I was also wondering is have you noticed any disparities in the community related to access to energy?
Yeah, absolutely. Solar is expensive. It is still, you know, it's been around for 20, 30, 40 years now. The technology is just, I would say, over the past 15, 20 years, becoming more accessible for just regular people to purchase, but it is still expensive. Your average price for a residential system is going to run you anywhere from, you know, $20,000 to $40,000 for just a very basic system. So there are disparities. That's why there are programs set in place for environmental justice areas, income eligible areas. We have a great system in the state of Illinois with the Illinois Solar for All, which, like I said, that's going to target low-income residents and nonprofits, houses of worship, stuff like that, people that are community service partners. So there are strides being made to make it more accessible for everyone. I think that we have a lot more work to do with that. But yeah, there are definitely disparities at this time.
Okay. Thank you for that. How does someone get involved with Straight Up Solar?
So Straight Up Solar, like I said, we started out small. We're growing larger. We do offer summer internships for people to just come and kind of, you know, put their toe in the pond and see if it's something that they're interested in. We do quite a few webinars and stuff like that so that we can introduce people to the solar market. We are always looking to bring people on from anywhere from our installations to people that want to learn about permitting and working with municipalities to get solar through. And we also have some advocacy programs for people that want to advocate for solar benefits. Specifically, that's how the Illinois Solar for All started. So those are some good ways to look at it.
And how did you get involved with Straight Up Solar?
Okay, so it's my encore career. And that's a coin that I'm going to turn because this is not my long-term career. This is something that I thought that I was just going to be in the insurance realm forever. And I left the insurance industry, and the pandemic hit not long after. So coming out of that, I was looking for some side of work, and I have a friend that worked for John A. Logan College, which is a community college here in Southern Illinois. She had a grant from the Department of Energy to take students and introduce them to the solar world, start to get them out on roofs, installing in offices and stuff like that. So I worked on a campaign under that grant to bring HVAC students, or you know, heating and air conditioning students and construction management students to solar jobs to start gearing people up for what's going to be in the future. I started doing that. I found that I really, really enjoy doing it. It's something that made me feel good, you know, something that I have a 26-year-old son, and I feel like he can be proud of me because of that. So long story short, the end of 2022, my contract was coming to an end with the Department of Energy, and I had several interactions with Straight Up Solar over that course of a year or so that I was doing that. And I just sent them my resume and said, I would like to come work for your company. I really like your values, your foundation, and what you stand for. Sent them my resume, and they hired me. And that's how I came to be.
You love it. What can people do at home to either support Straight Up Solar or embellish the spirit of Straight Up Solar?
Okay, so we have some pretty clear values. One of the ways is just learning more about it and advocating for more people choosing to go solar. But specifically for us, I would say a really good way for people to get involved is just get a residential proposal for yourself. Not stating that you necessarily have to come and immediately buy with us, but go through that process and really start to learn how we operate. If you are in a space where you're an educator, we would love to come and speak to your students or even to a group of teachers. We worked with NOICE last year, the STEM teachers, and we did a symposium for them, a two-week symposium, where we taught the teachers all about the solar industry and how the technology works, the incentives, just all aspects of it. And that's a really good way to get involved as well. It helps educate people, and with education comes empowerment. And with that empowerment can come a lot of energy independence. So that's, you know, kind of going to help move the entire solar industry forward.
Can you just describe what energy independence means?
Okay, so we are all grid tied at this point, where we rely solely on the large electrical companies or the smaller co-ops for our electrical needs. And that also means that we are locked into what their rates are going to be. And those rates are going up conservatively over the next 20 years at 3-5% increase. That energy tie-in locks you into that with them, where your bill's going to keep going up, and it's going to take away from you being able to use your money for other things. So when I use the word energy independence, it's if you go solar and you're able to reduce that to next to nothing, like you're always going to pay for the privilege of being on the grid. There's going to be interconnection fees. There's going to be, grid connectivity fees and taxes and stuff like that. You're still going to pay those, but it's going to be a very minimal. So in order to gain the energy independence, you can get enough solar where those aren't going to impact your everyday life. Those bills aren't going to impact your everyday life. So you have that independence to make decisions. I like to think about it as if we can get someone energy independent where their bill is really low, then they have that fund available for other important things, groceries, home improvements, vehicles, medicine, all of those other things that are unavoidable as well. So that kind of explained it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. It was just a term I had not heard of yet.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are there any other nuggets of knowledge that you want to leave our listeners at home with?
Yeah, I think that this is something that even in my short time of being involved in the solar industry, I'm seeing a lot more acceptance to it. And I just encourage people to get themselves educated, to make sure that you're going with reputable companies, people that are established and have local people, because we do see a lot of predatory companies coming into the market right now. So educate yourself. Go on to different local solar installers' websites. Everyone that I've been on, they have a lot of information for people to learn about. And just educate yourselves about it and kind of help move this whole thing forward, because that's what our future is coming into.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tisha Kosko is a project developer with Straight Up Solar. Tune in next time for another enlightening episode of So Ill. This podcast is a collaborative production between the SIU School of Medicine and WSIU Public Broadcasting. You can find more episodes at wsiu.org.